BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has sought to assure both Ukraine and its European allies that they will be involved in negotiations to end the war. Talks are expected to begin in Saudi Arabia this week, involving only US and Russian officials. France has convened a meeting of European leaders in Paris on Monday to discuss the war. Here's James Landale.
America's top diplomat, Marco Rubio, offered some reassurance of European involvement.
If it's real negotiations, and we're not there yet, but if that were to happen, Ukraine will have to be involved because they're the one that were invaded. And the Europeans will have to be involved because they have sanctions on Putin and Russia as well. And they've contributed to this effort. We're just not there yet.
But the first talks expected this week in Saudi Arabia will be between only senior US and Russian officials. Sources in Kiev said Ukraine had not been invited. A Kremlin spokesman said Russia was keen to talk to the US about peace and not war.
The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who'll be joining the Paris talks on Monday, has said the UK is ready and willing to put troops on the ground in Ukraine as part of a peace settlement. But he said that a United States security guarantee was vital to deter Vladimir Putin from attacking again. Joe Pike reports.
Writing in the Daily Telegraph, Sir Keir says he feels very deeply the responsibility of deploying British servicemen and women in harm's way. But helping to guarantee Ukraine's security as part of a peace deal would also help protect Europe and the UK. British troops could be deployed alongside soldiers from other European nations along the border between Ukrainian and Russian-held territory. Ahead of the emergency meeting of European leaders in Paris, Sir Keir argues that Europe faces a once-in-a-generation moment for the collective security of our continent, and it is existential for Europe as a whole.
The four main candidates to be Germany's next chancellor have held their first televised debate a week before parliamentary elections. The discussion focused initially on immigration and the stalled economy, and the mainstream candidates also reaffirmed their support for Ukraine, as Damian McGuinness reports from Berlin.
It was a bad-tempered debate between the four candidates, with a clear left-right divide between centre-left Chancellor Olaf Scholz and his main conservative rival Friedrich Merz, who, according to the polls, is tipped to be Germany's next Chancellor. But there was agreement between the three mainstream parties that Germany would continue its strong support of Ukraine, whatever the new American government decides to do. They also agreed that the leader of the far-right AfD, Alice Weidel, would be kept out of power.
World News from the BBC. Reports from Nigeria say an army jet has killed at least six civilians after mistakenly attacking them while pursuing kidnap gangs. Residents of a village in Katsina State said the aircraft dropped a bomb on a cluster of huts. The strike reportedly came after bandits attacked a police base in the village, killing two policemen and a vigilante assisting them. China's military has condemned the sailing of a Canadian warship through the Taiwan Strait, saying its air and naval forces had monitored and warned the ship. The People's Liberation Army said Canada's actions had deliberately stirred up trouble. On Sunday, Taiwan said it detected 24 Chinese military aircraft as the Canadian ship, the Ottawa, sailed through the waterway, the first Canadian vessel to do so this year. At least nine people have died in the southeastern United States as storms brought heavy rains and flooding. Eight people died in Kentucky, many of them when their vehicles were trapped in fast-rising floodwaters. The papal selection thriller Conclave has won Best Film at the BAFTA Awards in London, as well as the prizes for editing and adapted screenplay. Brady Corbet won Best Director for The Brutalist, a three-hour epic about a Holocaust survivor and architect. Adrian Brody won Best Actor for his part in the film. Mikey Madison, who won Best Actress for her portrayal of a sex worker in Anora, said she was surprised to be picking up the award.
Oh, I was not expecting it, not even a little bit, so very, very shocked. Very surreal, I think. I don't know if it'll quite set in until, I don't know when, but it's so humbling.
The Spanish language musical Emilia Perez, which received 13 nominations, triumphed in the category for films not in the English language. BBC News.